have time for one more story. How about the one where a Jap party, a party from the submarine went ashore and raised the colors over the Jap compound?
Well, this little yarn isn't strictly a submarine story. However, I agree that it's rather interesting. We were on a reconnaissance mission in the Anambas Islands, a small group of islands in the South China Sea. The Japanese had controlled this group of islands since the beginning of the war and had troops on there to garrison it. Our mission was a submerged reconnaissance in the neighborhood of the islands, taking photographs and interrogating natives at night. We became rather bored with the assignment because it was very dull. So one morning we decided that we would surface in the harbor of the capital of the Anambas, a little town called Tarampa of about 4,000 people. Shortly before noon, we surfaced a hawkbill in the harbor and bombarded the shore establishment. The Japanese apparently felt that a major invasion was about to occur because they all went to the hills rather than repulse the so-called invasion. As soon as they had departed the vicinity, we commandeered a small boat from some natives and put 15 men of ours ashore. They had a great time for about 4 hours destroying the Jap compound, burning aviation gasoline, hoisting our colors and lowering Jap colors, confiscating much equipment and documents and so on. The most interesting part of the story is that after we had been in there four hours, I decided that perhaps we were stretching our luck just far enough, so we called the shore party back aboard ship, turned around and departed the harbor, and had just cleared the mouth and reached water deep enough to dive in when three Jap planes came zooming over the harbor, but fortunately just late enough so that we were able to submerge in time to keep away from them.
Well, thank you very much, Captain Scanlon. Having had the pleasure of talking to you on three or four occasions since you've been in Portland, I know there are many other stories that you could tell, but unfortunately, time will not permit.